Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, July 31st. Jaguars training camp practice number 7 in the books. We're going to talk about it here today. You had Shad Khan in attendance. NFL Network was there. Brian Baldinger, one of my favorite analysts out there. Brian Baldinger, awesome stuff. Press Taylor spoke with the media before practice, had a lot of 7-on-7, 11-on-11 fun out there. So we're going to dive into it today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So let's dive into it, shall we? Again, Shad Khan was there, roaming the sidelines. Cool to see him out there every time that he's at practice. It's not an everyday thing, so definitely worth noting. Press Taylor, as I mentioned, spoke with the media before practice. A lot of the commentary and questions had to do with individual players. He was asked about the wide receiver room, said he's really enjoyed seeing Devin Duvernay, all the different ways they can use him. He talked about how, because of his special teams ability, Duvernay is going to be a player that is on the active game day rosters pretty much every week. And so being able to use him on offense, figure out different ways to utilize him, they've enjoyed that. Very happy with the competition at the back of the room. I think he mentioned just about every guy and their ability to compete, in the back end of the wide receiver room, and says that run game and special teams is going to be critical for all those guys competing for the back of the roster. Talked about Brian Thomas Jr. just getting better every single day that he's been here. And you have seen him, certainly, these last three practices look more comfortable than he did early on. So I think Brian Thomas Jr. is finding a little bit of comfortability here moving forward. He's excited about Gabe Davis. I asked him about, his role within this offense and his growth since he's been here. Talked about his blocking, first and foremost, which is huge. You watch him on tape. This guy can take out some DBs. He can take out some linebackers. He is a big, strong, athletic man who has the want to and the drive to be a good blocker, and that's something that can really help the Jaguars' offense with some of these perimeter runs, screens, different things. Talked about his physicality to go up over the middle on big downs and come up with some contested catches, some tight window catches, ability to win contested catches down the field as well. So he's liking what he's seeing from Gabe Davis, excited about that. Was asked if Mac Jones is like that pesky little brother, and he said, absolutely. Mac Jones loves football. He loves talking and playing about the game, playing the game, always having a good time, always talking. So yeah, he said they have a lot of fun with Mac Jones in the room. Asked about Travis Etienne's ceiling in the offense, said there is no ceiling for Travis Etienne. His receiving ability says that as an offense, they need to continue to put him in the most advantageous situations to elevate his game and elevate the offense around him. Asked about Tank Bigsby, expects him to take on a bigger workload, said a lot of unlucky situations early on in the season last year, said that they trust in Tank Bigsby. And it's interesting for me, like, I wonder if they realized how unlucky Tank Bigsby was in those moments at the time last year, because if they felt like they trusted in Tank and felt like he was just having some unlucky moments early on, why do you basically completely take him out of your game plan for a big chunk of the season? That's my only question there. But also asked to give a shout out for a player, talked about Sean Bowman, tight end, number 49, said he's physical, does things the right way, he's fun to coach. And you have seen Sean Bowman out there definitely making some plays when given opportunities. Also says Josiah DeGuara, same way with Bowman, does things the right way, makes a lot of plays. I think you see DeGuara make like a play, a catch in 11 on 11, 7 on 7, pretty much every single day. And that's a guy who's played a lot of football for the Green Bay Packers. New players. Jaguars made some roster moves, as we talked about yesterday. Tanner Muse is in the building, number 53. Linebacker, extremely fast, special teams type of guy. Rasheen Green, number 97, replaces DeAndre Carter on the roster and actually takes his number. And no, that's not disrespectful. When you have 90 players on a roster, not a lot of numbers available. So DeAndre Carter out, Rasheen Green in. I was very excited about them bringing in Rasheen Green, who is a professional, has been there and done that. A lot of experience in this league, has done some good things at several different stops, Seattle, Houston, was it with Chicago last year. But he's number 97. Raymond Johnson, who I'm not as familiar with, will wear number 92, also a defensive lineman, defensive end type. Players not practicing today, Wednesday, July 31st. Keelan Robinson, toe injury. Cooper Hodges, back. Steven Jones, calf. Adam Gotsis, stinger. Jordan Jefferson, ankle. Andrew Wingard, knee. Eric Armstead, also recovering from the offseason knee injury, still on the active / PUP list. So today we had some very good one-on-ones, wide receiver versus cornerback. We had two very long periods of 11-on-11 where the offenses were trying to drive down the field. It wasn't like they were starting off in the red zone or just starting off and kind of stagnating. They were trying to drive the ball today. And then you had some good 7-on-7 work as well. So very fun practice out there. It was a hot one. They have two fields out there on their practice field at Miller Electric Center. They have two fields, and they alternate which days they're going to do 11-on-11 and 7-on-7 on which field. And the field that's closer to the actual facility get a lot more shade. The field that is further away, not as much shade, that's where they were today. So those days are always a little bit more of a grind for the players. Not as much, but definitely the media who are standing out there. But wouldn't rather be doing anything else. So going to get into the one-on-one notes. And then we'll look at some of the team drills and bigger takeaways. You saw Tim Jones have a drop in one-on-one. You never want to see that. Continue to see Christian Braswell being super competitive, forced an incompletion versus Kirk in one-on-one. Those two guys have been going back and forth a little bit the last few days. Love to see that. You saw Brian Thomas Jr. versus Tyson Campbell one-on-one, 32. Tyson Campbell, he locked it down. Not a big surprise there. He's been lights out all of camp. Skates, he's been coming on a little bit lately. The big wide receiver, number 84, using his size and frame, had a nice grab using his physicality. Gregory Jr., he's struggling a bit, and you saw that in one-on-ones and team. Everybody is catching passes on him right now, and he's a guy that's competing for a roster spot. So he's going to have to find a way to get a little bit more competitive with how much talent and depth and competition there is at the cornerback position. And Jarian Jones, he was locking it down for the most part in the one-on-ones. Saw him deny 19 and 15 in one-on-ones, Cephas and Tim Jones there. You saw Elijah Cooks absolutely cook Buster Brown, pun intended, on a little hesitation, little stop and go down the field, ball thrown late and behind, which was giving Buster Brown an opportunity to make a play on it. Elijah Cooks still goes through the body of the defender, hauls it in for a touchdown. Unbelievable play by Elijah Cooks, and we're going to continue to talk about him moving forward. You saw the same out route. I mentioned Christian Braswell and Christian Kirk have been very competitive when they have one-on-ones. You saw the same out route that Christian Braswell picked off a couple days ago, one-on-one versus Christian Kirk. This time, Trevor Lawrence and Christian Kirk get it hooked up. Tight window, and they hit it. So that was cool. Saw Brian Thomas Jr. versus Ronald Darby. Again, we've seen that down the field, one-on-one. I thought it was pass interference on the defense. Both guys went to the ground. Would need to see the replay to really confirm that. Probably won't be able to see the replay. But
have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I thought Brian Thomas Jr., you know, gave Darby everything he could handle, and Darby probably would have got called for pass interference in the end zone. Saw Brevin Easton. He was able to beat Jarian Jones deep one-on-one, and we'll talk about Brevin Easton as well. DeAndre Prince, he's been up and down, Prince, the rookie, out of Ole Miss, but he's super competitive for a rookie. You don't feel like he's really swimming out there. Yeah, there's some plays where he gets beat. There's also plays where he makes really good plays on the football and sticks with his man. 27, Amani Oruwariye, breaking up some passes all camp, two more today. So he's been really good. You saw a very competitive rep between Christian Braswell and Brevin Easton down the field one-on-one. Probably a touchdown, I think. They started wrestling for the ball probably around the 3-4 yard line, and it looked like Easton had it, and then he went into the end zone, still had it. So to me, that's got to be a touchdown, right? But I'm not sure 100% because Christian Braswell did knock the ball out late as he was wrestling for it, but it looked like they had already crossed the goal line. It looked like Easton had already established possession of the ball, but just another competitive rep, which you like to see. Talking about 11-on-11 and 7-on-7, and if you want to see like the full breakdown of every play, I did try to post every single play I saw of team, not videos because we're not allowed to do that, but a little play recap on Twitter, so you can go check that out, at Jordan DeLugo. Trevor Lawrence, he was sharp in my opinion today, missed like one or two throws in team drills overall, but there was a lot of passes thrown, and so I thought he did a good job. Probably the best play of team was he hit ETN on a sweet touchdown down the field. ETN was able to haul it in, was able to beat a linebacker in coverage there down the field, and so that was a really nice play. It would have been a big-time touchdown. I don't think anybody's catching ETN after he gets that ball in his hands. Offensive line and defensive line, I've been asked about how the offensive line is doing. I didn't want to comment too much on that until pads came on. I would just say that it's really competitive, OL versus DL. Like, you see the defensive line making plays, then you also see, at times, the offensive line opening up holes and protecting the quarterback. So I think it's competitive. I think if I had to give the advantage to one side or the other, offensive line versus defensive line, I would give it to the defensive line. And I think the Jaguars' defensive line is better than their offensive line. So that's not a big surprise. I think it's deeper, more competitive. And I think the offensive line is probably average to slightly above average in Jacksonville right now. They are a good pass protecting group. But when you combine pass protection and the ability to run block at a high level, I think they're average, maybe slightly above average. But the defensive line doing a good job. Both sides certainly taking swings at each other. Not literally, but figuratively. Although you did almost have your first fight of camp. I wouldn't even call it that. I don't think it was a fight. Tank Bigsby got pushed in the back a little bit late by number 90, who I'm not familiar with how to pronounce his name yet, but Tank Bigsby got up wanting to go at it, and it got broken up very quickly. I don't think there was even really a punch thrown. So tempers flare a little bit. You usually see that at some point once pads come on. I mentioned Christian Braswell earlier. He, to me, has been so impressive and looks like a player that's poised to make this football team in 2024. He's dealt with injuries his first couple years a little bit, but he is playing really aggressive, really physical, and very fast. I think that's exactly what Ryan Nielsen wants out of a corner in his defense. I mentioned Amani Oruwariye already. He's making a lot of plays as well. I don't think that he has the speed that Braswell does, or maybe the athleticism, but he's been very competitive. Mason Smith, Jaguars second round pick. Last couple days, he's really been flashing. I think he made like three plays at or behind the line of scrimmage today. So that's huge for him. And I think that Ryan Nielsen was asked yesterday about Mason Smith getting more reps because Eric Armstead's not out there. I think they want to get Mason Smith as many reps as they can, bottom line, because he's their second round pick. He's a talented football player who just needs to grow within this system and continue to develop pass rush arsenal and all that good stuff. Devon Hamilton, he's looking like Devon Hamilton. He absolutely ate up a run in this 11-on-11 period that you saw today, and it looked dominant. It was awesome. And speaking of dominant, Devin Lloyd might be the defensive MVP so far. Always making plays, whether it's the run game, pass game. Devin Lloyd is playing lights out football. He really is. And there's a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball that are playing really well. Tyson Campbell. I thought Jarian Jones had another very impressive day. Had a lot of plays today where he was right there but couldn't quite get the ball out. Then a couple plays where he denied passes. And he also had one late in practice where almost hauled in a full extension interception off of C.J. Beathard. Very good play on the ball there by Jarian Jones. So he continues to impress as a young player. Brevin Easton, this is a guy that I'm not sure his long speed, but I do know he's a very good athlete. You can see that. The twitchiness, the quickness, the explosiveness, the ability to go up and get the football, not being one of the bigger receivers out there, but still very competitive at the catch point. He's been solid. He's been impressive. And then Elijah Cooks definitely had his best day of camp so far. A player I've liked since we saw him get on the field last year out of San Jose State. Big physical receiver. He made so many good plays today. Loved seeing that for Elijah Cooks because, again, this back of the roster at wide receiver, very competitive. DJ Coleman, he's in the backfield a lot, not necessarily making the play, but being a little disruptive, getting some penetration in the backfield. I think that what you've seen since pads have come on, especially from ETN and Bigsby, they've been very, very good. I especially love what each of them did as pass catchers today. Both of them hauled in like deep passes down the field. Bigsby's was like over the shoulder. So I think that these two guys are playing very well. And I think that that could be a very exciting 1-2 punch for the Jaguars in 2024. I thought it would be in 2023 as well. But didn't quite come to fruition. Again, we talked about that earlier in the show. Very competitive practices of late. The last three practices, I think, have been very even. I don't think you've seen either side making a ton of mental errors or mistakes, just a lot of competitive football on both sides. I think that's what you want to see from a football team in training camp. You want these two sides to be going after each other. You do, no doubt about it. I think that's exactly what you have seen. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.